Our next report comes from Kim, and Kim is reporting from the North Shore Community School.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of October 24th, 2020. My name is Kim, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Saturday is Halloween night. It is also a full moon. The fun fact about this is that it's the second full moon of October, which is what we call a blue moon. It is also daylight savings time, in which we turn our clocks back 1 hour. This gives us more light in the morning, but it also means that it gets dark earlier in the evening. The race before hard winter is on. Javi notices it's starting to get colder than 20 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning. It was 15 degrees on Tuesday in the morning at Cade's house. Last week, we forgot to mention that during the weekend of October 16th, the tamarack trees have all turned a beautiful golden yellow. On Friday, the 30th, almost all of the needles have fallen off. The tamarack is one of the conifer trees that sheds all of its needles in the winter. Miss Wormtier identified the owl that was seen on the playground as a short-eared owl. She used its wing markings from a bird field guide. Abby has seen a lot of robins trying to get to the worms and insects in the ground. Cade had a chickadee land on his bow while hunting. What are the changes of wildlife in your area with the early winter-like weather? Cade spotted a deer digging up the snow to get to the grass in his front yard. Kendall noticed what he thinks are coyote tracks in the snow along his driveway. Caleb spotted two big bucks wandering through the neighborhood, and Angela had heard some wolves or coyotes howling on her back trail next to the highway. David keeps having an animal eat their cat's food at night when their cat is sleeping. Lisa notices that there were some fox tracks in the snow at her house. Sasha noticed multiple foxes in her yard, and one seemed to walk with a limp. Abby has seen some orange ladybugs hang around her house. It turns out that these are not our native ladybugs, but invasive beetle. These Asian lady beetles are driving Adeline's family nuts. They are constantly crawling all over the walls, the ceiling, everywhere. Phoenix's trampoline is still out in his backyard because they did not think it would snow these past week. Adeline's family has been wrapping up all of their outdoor projects. Lena and her sister made snowballs bigger than her, then they put them together to make it even bigger. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Kim. Nice job. First blue moon on Halloween. Very nice. First in some years, anyway, back into the 40s. And the tamaracks at peak color on the 16th. A short-eared owl. I've not seen a short-eared owl. I'd have to go to my books to identify it. Congratulations to all of you that got to see it. And the deer digging through the snow, that's something they're going to have to get used to, although not for the next few days. And, of course, the lady beetles and how we love them and how they do come into our homes this time of year.